بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. Firstly, muzakara of the sunnahs of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are busy discussing the sunnahs when going to relieve ourselves. And we learned yesterday that before entering the toilet, if a person has got a ring or anything wherein Allah Ta'ala's name is written or Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, then a person should take it out before entering the toilet. However, if you got on a taweez, if you got on a taweez and it's in a cloth, it is sewn up, then you can't see obviously the writing. So then you can go into the toilet to that, it will be permissible. Then we learned when relieving ourselves, never ever face the Qibla either with your face or your back. So be very, very cautious about this and be alert. The next sunnah we learn, when relieving oneself, do not speak except out of absolute necessity. When it's absolutely necessary, then you must speak. But today, people are in the toilet, he's talking to his friend in the next door toilet. And so we should be realizing this is against the sunnah of Nabi. And anything against the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is bidat. Bidat is not only what we understand, uras and those things. Anything against the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is bidat. So we should avoid that. And that and bidat brings darkness and sunnat brings light. يُخْرِجُوا مِنَ الظُّلْمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Sunnat brings light. And if we, then we see why there's problem is my life and all that. So this is what we should realize. That by bringing sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's not just that you are following a way of life and we'll say it's the best way of life. Allahu Akbar. يَهْدِي بِاللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَى رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُوا مِنَ الظُّلْمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala says that that person will be guided who follows his way of life, that is the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the pleasure of Allah. Yadi billahu man ittaba ridwanu subul as-salam. The roads of peace Allah will open for you. Wa yukhriju min az-zulumati ila an-nur, and Allah Ta'ala will change your darkness into light. Then you'll be able to see clearly the benefit of sunnah. And when you miss it out, then see how you immediately you'll try and correct yourself. Allah, so Allah give us tawfiq, understanding how great the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whole life we can talk about it, we will never able to understand it. Further, with regard to the ash'ar that we read while making the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, yesterday we went over this poem, Ya Ilahi, dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe, tu kar de khabar sare khabron se, sari khabron se mujhko, ilahi rahue khabardar tera. That, oh Allah, don't let anything else besides you affect my heart. Nothing should affect my heart. You can think that you got the biggest problem in the world. Who has brought the problem? And who is the source of the problem? So don't let anything affect. And this will come as we make zikr of Allah. Otherwise, a person who doesn't make zikr, small thought comes to his mind. Now he's uneasy, disheveled. And that is why today, 99% of the people, what is their problem? They are stress related or they bipolar. What is this? Because we're not making zikr, we're not making tilawat. So Allah, take out all that effects from my heart. And whatever I see besides you, I must only know you are the one who made me, you are the one who knows all my realities, and you can. So let me be unmindful of all the news of everything besides you. I don't need to know news. And that is what shaitan is. Yuriduna yufiu nur Allah. They want to put off the light of Allah. Allah nuru samawati wal ard. Allah's light comes with the zikr of Allah. So we are reading the news, so our light is getting, so we, when we hear the news, we get more this thing. And like others say, we talk about what's happening in Palestine. We don't even read one time, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. We don't make dua for them. And when you got the news, nur of Allah, without learning, hearing the news, Allah puts in your heart. You see them, our mashayikh, they fikr their head for the ummah. Without knowing news, they knew there's problem in this country, there's problem in that country. And the du'as they used to make. So Allah, ilahi rau'e khabardar tira. Oh Allah, please let me only be aware of you and alert of you all the time. And if you don't know the news of Allah, then you don't know no news. And if you know only Allah's news and nothing else, you know all the news in the world. So Allah, make me, all of us, realize this reality. So this is one of the poems we read in between when we make the zikr of La ilaha illallah. Then when we make in the zikr of Allah, 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 we learn that poem, Nara I Mastana. Nara, to call out, like you, Nara, you screaming out, Mastana, you, that great being who you madly in love of. When you in your illicit love affairs and you alone in your room, you're screaming out the name of your beloved. She's like a day, Hazrat says, our Dara Sheikh says, she's an idol, she don't know you, and you're like a mad thing. No, when you just call out Allah's name, even softly, Allah immediately is there for us. So to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah, it gives me such enjoyment. Let it be forever and ever. And then a person says, now while you're making zikr, Allah, Allah, ahra juz asama, hamdam nabood, raza ghayri khuda mahram nabood, ahra juz asama, that besides the one in the heavens, that is Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah Ta'ala knows that the deep sigh that is coming out from my heart when I'm taking Allah's name. As we learned, in Allah's name, Allah has kept our tawbah. That you just stretch it slightly, Allah, Allah, that adith comes out. Only Allah knows what deep thoughts are going. So Allah, you, raz ra, ghayrik, raz ra, raz who knows your secret. Ghayri khuda mahram nabood. Besides Allah, nobody knows my secret. So when you make zikr like that, then where are we going to fall off to sleep? Then you want to be more awake. And then you want to make your zikr more punctually. So Allah give us this reality, inshallah, me and all of us, inshallah. Further, with regard to this great important lesson of Anwarus Salah, which a person, as you do it, you realize you can keep on doing till the end of your life, and you realize I still never even reached the ABC of it. Because Allah's marifat is unlimited, so Salah and all the ibadat of Allah is unlimited. And as you progress, then you see what is reality, and then you'll really want to know. And that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that utlubul ilm min al mahdi ila al lahdi, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And as we will learn here, what is real knowledge? Knowledge, ikra bismi rabbikal ladhi. Just learn about Allah's name alone, and your life will be finished. So like that, we should realize this kitab is not just a formality, it's not just to finish one subject and a pastime. No, it's a reality for me and all of us to realize. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان المحدي والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. So we were discussing that Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that before you do the actual bayan and listen to the bayan and get benefit, then do this introductory course which is called Noor, and five Noors we have prescribed. The first one which he prescribed was that we should first of all do a proper cause, that is get connected to the friend of Allah Ta'ala and do a proper cause of our Islam. Then our minds will be in right direction and life will start coming into us. Forget our ibadat, otherwise we think we're living. But like Hazrat always reminds us, we're like zombies, we're just passing our life. But when we do a cause, then you'll start realizing, then you'll have system in your life, etc. And your priorities will come in order. And then the second thing he explained, your niyat must be correct. Not that now I must be recognized like a buzur, or I must get this gift, and people know only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah razi ho, Allah must be happy with me. And even not jannat, Allahumma inna saluka razaka, that Allah wants your pleasure. Then if you enter jannat, there's enjoyment. And that is why the friends of Allah who are worried of Allah's raza in Jannah, they will have the majlis of Allah. And when you got in the majlis of Allah, everything of Jannah is like cold. You're not even interested about the wood, about the food, about all that. That is Allah's ni'mat, we'll accept answer ankope. But when you get the majlis of Allah, then what enjoyment. And then, and understand that the niyat is not that, hey, I must also read namaz that I'm engrossed. That is not Allah. Allah didn't make that for us upon us. And the next noor we learned yesterday with regard to what is khushu and khudu. That is concentration and devotion. Just to know what is for us, what is wajib, what is sunnat, what is mustahab. All these acts to know, and then to put your mind present to do it with ease and properly. and be conscious that I'm doing this act. That is concentration and devotion. It's not that a person, and intentionally don't let your mind drift away to any thought. Intentionally don't bring any thought in your mind, and we are human beings, Allah has made it such. Unintentional thoughts will come, and even bad thoughts will come, but don't pay attention to it slightly. The moment you pay attention to it, you'll get lost, and now your concentration and devotion is gone. It's like a barking dog, these thoughts. The more you pay attention to a barking dog, then he runs after you. You just carry on walking past and read Auzubillah ibn Shaitan Rajim. Like if the thoughts are keep on coming, then in your mind you read Auzubillah, Amantu Billahi wa Rasuli. That Allah is seek your help. I bring iman in you. And what thoughts are coming in my mind? Then you don't pay attention and just carry on. The moment you pay attention, that is where. But for this, see how important is the cause of zikrullah. When you make zikr, then you're able to have that control over your mind. Otherwise, you can try on your own, read long namaz. Impossible you'll get this control over your mind. So realize that. And in the beginning, all these things might seem difficult. For a learner, for a beginner, Hafiz, a person who's driving, hey, it's difficult, man. You dread to go for the next course. Hafiz also dread to go for his next sabak and next. But as he starts cruising on the road, now he's eager, he wants to go. Now he's not reading one para door, two, three paras door he's reading. And when he finishes, how he enjoyed the tilawat. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that the object is the pleasure of Allah. And Allah will give you His love. And when you get this brilliant of a drop of the love of Allah, then you ask how difficult it was. You say, no, it's not difficult to become Hafiz. It's not difficult to become Alim. Just go and start. But when a person starts, you say, what did Mauli Sahab said? But if you just carry on, then you'll say, oh, what Mauli Sahab said is true. So exactly like this. When we come regularly with our hearts empty every time, every majlis, just empty our hearts. Oh Allah, I got no marifat. I got nothing in my heart. Then you'll see every bayan, you could have heard the same example 10 times, but you'll see every time you'll have a different effect. It will have a different effect in your heart. And then the fourth nur you were learning, that now when you do this cause of zikrullah, and you realize what is concentration and devotion, now you realize what a great ni'mat this namaz is. It's not just a duty. Allah gave us a great ni'mat. Now a person to understand and to try and bring this, just to get namaz into your life, now you make an effort to try and do this cause of zikr properly for 40 days at least. And doing it properly for 40 days, on your time, properly, with devotion, so much so that Hazrat says here, that make sure you don't miss your takbir-e-ula. Don't miss your safi-ula. And then, like that, when a student, in the start, when he doesn't realize the value of knowledge, and as he starts realizing, now the Nazim don't have to come wake him up anymore. He don't have to tell him it's class time. He'll be there in the class before time. Before time, before Azan, you'll be in the masjid. So to do this 40 days, this mush, this proper practice, and as we explained, Allah's system is such that Allah has made our, created us in 40-day period, and that's how a person grows. And after 40 days, now ask the person, you want to stop zikr? Say, no, now I only learn how to start zikr. Now you won't want to leave coming to majlis. Now you'll know the value that what we come here, not just for present, not just to be present, and not just I must also become a khalifa. That is the last thing. If you become a khalifa and think I'm somebody, then we miss the boat totally. We have to realize, and this takes a lifelong course to realize. So do this course, and then Hazrat explained, when you do this course, then see those great, great buzurs. How many years they may never miss takbir-e-ula. Allahu Akbar. One buzurg missed takbir-e-ula, and he was so sad, that tears came out. Another buzurg saw him, that he's so regretful. He said, what happened? He said, I missed takbir-e-ula after how many years? This buzurg knew how valuable was that drop of tear of his. He said, let's exchange. You give me that tear of regret, and I'll give you my takbir-e-ula that I didn't miss. Say, okay, that exchange. Takbir-e-ula is very great. Then at night when he saw a dream, he said, what exchange I made? My drop of tear because I missed takbir-e-ula, Allah gave that person higher stages than me. So this doesn't mean we must takbir-e-ula and then cry. When you know the value, that's when you'll cry. That's when you'll, otherwise we must takbir-e-ula, I'm late, so what? Oh, what's wrong if I made it for namaz? Even if you came for the last salam. No, then a person will realize, just you didn't, the iqamat you must, you say, how come I got late? Sometimes when it happens unintentionally, you get late and Allah brings us conditions to realize we are insan. Then you'll feel the pain. Otherwise we don't feel any pain. I came late, so what? So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that what a great ni'mat this is. This is a wealth that, as Hazrat is explaining and drumming into us, the world cannot pay for two rakats namaz. So I get two rakats, 1 minute in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then the first sabak is, the first noor is, you did your cause of zikrullah, your intention, you correcting all the time, you learning what is concentration and devotion, you are conscious what is faraz, wajib, all that. You realize this is a great ni'mat of Allah, and you're trying to practice your namaz, like your nafal namaz, etc., especially here in itikaf, you got the opportunity. After the program, don't just go sleep, you got time, read 2 rakats and concentrate. And see, am I concentrating in namaz? Am I thinking what is faraz, what is sunnah? And then I'm standing in a faraz, and what a great thing it is. And then this hypocrisy, Allah will give you 2 certificates. If 40 days you made namaz wa takbir-e-ula. Just 40 days, it seems only little, but when you try it, it's an effort. And when you make that little effort, inshallah, then see, you won't want to miss your takbir. And this is the dua you'll be making. Oh Allah, never ever let me miss my takbir-e-ula. Never let me miss my zikr. Never let me miss my tilawat or anything. My dunya things can be missed. That's small matters. This is important. Then the importance and our priority will come in order. And like Hazrat explained, if you know what is faraz, wajib, all that, then even perhaps you can suffer sometimes. And you got very little time to make namaz. You're in transit. And you have to get onto the next plane. Now you know what is faraz, wajib, sunnati muakkada. So you read that in your namaz. You read a short namaz. You don't read a fast namaz. Now you know how to read a short namaz. But when you don't know, then you just read a fast namaz. You don't even make your faraz properly. You don't. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. Then the first sabak, which is the most important, that after you did all the scores, everything, what is the sign that you are successful? That here, after you do alim course, you get the certificate. What is your certificate here to realize that I came Khanka? Was I, am I successful? What did I benefit? So myself, all of us to realize. Panch asbaq ka nisab aur mashq ka chilla pura kar lene ke baad, is koshish mein kamyabi ki alamat ye hai ke azmati ilahi jalle shanu ke peshe nazar apni hazri mein yani namaz mein be haj kotai karne wala bara mujrim samajhte hue apne upar kareem aka ki meharbani ka mushahada kare ke namaz mein meri be adbi aur gandagi ke bawajood meri hazri ko qabool farma liya ke bar bar hazri ki taufeeq de rakhi hai uska shukr kare. Allahu Akbar. When a person, now you do the scores of the zikr of Allah and you search for the majalis, you come to know, get a brief idea which will still come in front in the sabak itself of the ma'rifat of Allah. And as you make your zikr, you concentrate on this ash'ar, etc. Even if you don't know the ash'ar, but you just concentrate, Allah, I want your love, I only want your news, no other news. Then you realize, Allahu Akbar. And you make this mashq, you practice for 40 days. Just anything you in dunya, you join one sports club. You don't miss your training. You may make sure you go training. To the gym you go, you paid your fees every day you must be. Just spiritual training, that with, and this is free of charge. The whole world can't, you're supposed to pay what a price for this. Allah made it free of charge. My Anbiya said, in ajriya illa Allah. We didn't come to charge you. We want to make your life. And we don't want anything from you. Allah Ta'ala will see to our needs. So after you did this course and you did this training for 40 days, now to a slight degree, Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness. And then we'll be conscious when we hear Allah Akbar of Azan, you'll say, Allah, tu sabse bara hai. Allah, tera hukam sabse bara hai. Now I must just be moving to Allah's order. Main aap hi ka manta hu. Allah only accept you. Wa aap hi ka man, aap hi ku manta hu. I only believe in you. And you are the greatest. Aap hi ka manta. I only obey your commands. Not any other command that goes against you, I don't. And now you realize when Allah's greatness just comes in our life, then a person now becomes humble and say, where me? me and in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and how I came in the court of Allah. No, I just entered the masjid, not even proper respect. Many a times I didn't even follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our children at home, if they just dash into the house like that, running in, parents who got proper the etiquette in their home, they say, go outside. How can you just run in the house like that? Open the door nicely, make salam, and come inside properly. So all that etiquette at home, here in the masjid, make shukr. Allah didn't keep the malaika to push us out. They seeing us, and Allah is tolerating us. But a person then realizes, I am the biggest sinner, sabse bara mujrim, I'm the biggest criminal. You regard yourself, you don't just say like, it's common with us, that I'll say, I am the worst sinner. But people must know, no, I'm big molisam. I'm doing the lesson, etc. But this lesson, for who Hazrat is for that person first, because he is the weakest in that lesson. So he must learn his sabak first. So the person starts, when you get this realization, that I am the biggest sinner, and Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is Kareem, الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ إِسْتِخَاقٍ وَمِنَّةٍ. Allah, who is my aqa, is not just my boss. Allah, who is my owner, Maliki Yawmiddin, that we realize on the day of Qiyamah. Today we say, this is mine, my life. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll realize who was our owner. And this sabak we are reading, now you'll realize my boss, my owner, Allah, who is bigger than all the bosses of the world. He's so kind. And you see the kindness of Allah. Allah ki meherbani, mushahid, you'll witness that how many times I went in the masjid from the time I became baligh. Forget from the time of 7 years. From the time I became baligh, matured, by then you're supposed to be conscious. Sahaba, when they were matured, 14 years, standing on their toes to go in jihad. We are lost, we matured, and we don't know where we are in the world still. Forget maturity, 21, 22, a person still doesn't know what life is all about. So anyway, then you realize, you'll be able to see that a witness, Allah Ta'ala's kindness upon me, and how Allah Ta'ala is so kind, that despite my disrespectful manner, I just come in the masjid anyhow, and worse, when we don't even have an iota of Allah's greatness, we come dressed anyhow also. And we don't think, somebody will tell you, this is not a nice thing to wear, you say, what's wrong? Well, it's not your business, I just bought it, and you think I bought the expensive thing, and you bought the junk. Not only junk, you bought filth and dirt, and you come with that in the masjid. Allahu Akbar. This reality will only come to know if we didn't make an effort and make tawbah on the day of Qiyamah, when you'll be thirsty, thirsty. The only place to get water will be at Hawza Kawthar of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Directly from what golden goblets from the hand of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There will be those special servants that will get directly from the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise they will be unlike Sayyidina Abu Bakr also will be there giving out. And Allahu Akbar. So then when certain people, Allah save me, all of us, certain people will go nearby, there will be malaika that will be God. And they'll push us away. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was an embodiment of mercy. And the height of mercy you'll see on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, look for me. Where will I find you? One place you'll find me is Hawza Kawthar. So when you come there and you see the Sahaba, says, the angels are pushing us away. Say, isn't that my ummati? Says, you don't know, yeah, that when you left the world, they left your way of life. Then imagine the person who's got the most mercy for us. He'll say, Sukhkan, get out, get out. Here we come in the court of Allah and we don't realize. So we should realize this. And as we learn, when we start learning this sabak, inshallah, just shortly, then we'll understand how we come in the masjid. Like Hazrat is explained, we don't even stand properly. Sometimes we stand like we're standing on the street corner, one leg little down and you're standing like that. Forget our legs facing Qibla or anything. We just stand casually. You're standing next to your friend, so Allah Ta'ala make us realize. And then you realize my disrespect and my filth that I've got. Imagine I'm coming into the being who is pure, Subhan. And Allah knows I got a bag of urine in my stomach. I got a bag of stool. Nobody in Allah has covered it. Allahu Akbar. But Allah can see it. Yet Allah says, no, my banna, you come in my darbar. You come in my court. And Allah accepts it. What is the sign? That now Allah let you come again. Who you like, you let, okay, come again to my house. And if you see now this person, he doesn't behave, you tell him, hey, next time if you come, don't come with the children. And then you see he comes on his own and he still, he stretches his leg and stuff like, Then you say, make an excuse. No, I won't be available. Allah Ta'ala gives us till the last breath our chance. And Allah gives us tawfiq to come to masjid. No matter how we are. And similarly, to get this realization, the company of the Ahlullah. They won't stop anybody. How you come doesn't matter. But as your islah is being made, then they'll inform us, this is not right, this is not right. And not even really inform us. If we pay attention in the bayan, 90% of the people say that who told Hazrat this about me? Who told? How Hazrat knows? Who complains? Hazrat, Allah puts in the heart. And they make out and they give us that. They see our sickness. Allah let them, this is the real Hakim. He puts his hands on your pulse. And he tells you, you got this, this is the spiritual Hakim. Yotil hikmata may yasha. So they catch, so Allah Ta'ala still accepts us. And over, now a person will make shukr. Ya Allah, you allowed me. And namaz now will be an enjoyment. And when you realize I'm the worst sinner, then Allahu Akbar. Who can be the greatest teacher? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can be the greatest student? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. What is the height of marifat? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's marifat is beyond. The greatest marifat is that of the greatest ummati, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Many a times in his life he used to take a deep sigh and say, Ah, oh Allah, I wish I was a bird. Just fly around your Kaaba and then eat here and then life is finished. No day, no hisab tomorrow. So you realize I'm the worst sinner. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Hazrat Abu Bakr asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after I finished my attahiyat, I read durood, now what dua should I read? Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kaseera. What namaz he read? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching, say, Ya Allah, I made the biggest oppression. So my namaz, what, how much we should be reading this dua with concern that, Ya Allah, what I did? You allowed me in your court. And so this dua alone teaches us that a person realizes, what am I? I'm absolutely useless. I'm worth nothing. And so much so, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has commanded, before you come in for namaz, and before you enter the masjid, wash yourself. That all the sins you committed with your eyes, hands, by making wuzu, and wuzu properly. Allah is so kind. All the minor, the sins just fall off. Allahu Akbar. And great people like Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, Allah gave, when your heart becomes pure, and Allah's taqwa and marifat comes, you will see things what people can't see. Your own self. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhi, and that's why his masala is, that wuzu water is clean to wash clothes, but it's not clean to make wuzu. To make wuzu you can't. Why? Because he saw when he one time sitting in a wuzu khana, in that time a person was making wuzu, he could see the blackness of the water, this person committed zina. Then he made dua, Ya Allah, take away this from me. I don't want to see the faults of people. So that how that, so outwardly that water is dirty. And then you read the dua, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin. Allah, make my inside pure. But still we are full of filth. And Allah allows us to come into the masjid. So this realization, not that, hey, now I did the course, 40 days I was pabandh on my takbir-e-ula, now my namaz is in order. Now you realize my namaz is not in order. But you will now enjoy to go more for namaz. Allah is so kind. And Allah Ta'ala overlooks like this. And as we learn in the sabak, inshallah, what marifat of Allah Ta'ala we can't imagine. So then a person will make shukr. That agar khudana khasta, and if... Like we just explained now, if perhaps agar khuda na khasta halat uske baraks ho, ke ab apne ko kamil aur bar wo namaz parne wala khayal kare, chahe ye khayal shukr hi ke rang mein aaye ke alhamdulillah mujhe achhi namaz aur kamil namaz ki taufeeq ho gayi, to khoob samajh le ke wo apni koshish mein puri tarah se nakam hai, chahe murakkab mein mubtala hai, wo is daulat ka ahl nahi. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains that if the opposite takes place, you don't realize your uselessness. You don't realize I'm filth and dirt. Allah allowed me in His court with disrespect. What a great ni'mat. And make shukr. You make shukr, Allah. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah allows you to come again. And now you'll start thinking that. And then you see, you'll automatically, sometimes without anything, you just go in a majlis. Or you see there's majlis, you search. And that was Allah pulled you to make you realize where you're coming. And then your mind opens up. And then when you realize, as you, even a murid, as you do this course, even you become khalifa. But as you carry on, then you realize where I am. I didn't even start the ABC of my Islam. I'm the worst person. And then a person will realize, I'm the worst person on the face of the earth. But if the opposite takes place, and Shaitan fools you, what happens? We are still far from reality. And Shaitan makes you make shukr, alhamdulillah, this year, my itikaf went so well. And I said 40 days, and I made mashq also. I made exercise how to perform my namaz. Now, alhamdulillah, my namaz is quite in order. Hazrat says, then you are totally, you are unsuccessful totally. You failed. And you think you pass. And in fact, you are involved in what is called jahl murakkab. That is ignorance. And not just ordinary ignorance. One is ignorance. You know you don't know. So you know I don't know. So you'll go learn or somebody tell you. And one is jahl murakkab, compound ignorance. That you don't know and you think I know too much. Allahu Akbar. Because we said 40 days or because we come regular, you don't know but you say I know. So that is then when you going to worry of changing yourself. Then such a person is not worth coming in the coming into the masjid. And Allahu Akbar, in front of Allah's greatness, where are we worth anything? But Allah is so kind, Allah is so merciful. Not only Allah overlooks, Allah is Sattar. Allah covers our faults also. Allahu Akbar. So when a person starts realizing, as you do more and more the scores, and more you come in the company of the of your Shaykh with the intention of Islam, correct my life all the time, and that I know anything, that must come out, this ana, and there's nobody like me, that must come out totally, then you'll see, you'll start, then it's a sign that you got some pass mark. That not only, but now I'm on the sign of, I'm the right road. Pehle, and then to get this reality also, pehle zikr wa shagal se qalb ko saaf karne mein mashghool ho. Phir haqeeqat e namaz ki haasil karne ki mashq kare. Quran Pak mein, this is the substance in the Quran Sharif. Qad aflaha man tazakka wa zakkara asma rabbihi fasalla fasalla. Then Allah Hazrat says that if you want this reality to gain Allah's azmat, and you man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. When you just get a pre-brilliant of an iota of Allah's greatness, what is Allahu Akbar? Just the word is so great, you realize that, then you realize where am I? Filthy, dirty droplet of sperm. Every hole in my body, only filth comes out. Allahu Akbar. If I don't make miswak just from one namaz to another namaz, my wife also say, don't talk, man. Just close your mouth. All the stench and Allah, and Allahu Akbar. But when you come with eagerness, even the smell of a fasting person, Allah says like musk. But, so when a person first do the course to purify your heart, and this is the proper course, to take bayat to a shaykh. Bayat is sunnat, but your object is islah. So that is faraz. So indirectly to have a shaykh is faraz. You can't do it on your own. So do this course properly. And not just come regularly and be just unmindful, I'm coming for years, so you're just part of the system. Or you get some responsibility, now you think I'm important. Important man in the khanka, etc. That is Allah's kindness, who Allah chooses also. And if you don't do it right, Allah gives you a chance. And then Allah throws us out. Allah save us, that Allah mustn't throw us out from His court. So when you do this course, and then you practice every namaz of yours, every rakat you practice, and you're conscious, now I'm starting namaz. Otherwise we not start, we not conscious, we just start. What you started? You didn't know whether you said Allahu Akbar also. You just raised your hands and you dropped it. And then after that you realize I'm reading namaz. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us also that first do the cause of tazkiyah, purifying your heart. As your heart becomes clean, now you start knowing the value of things. Like now if your friend tell you, Allahu Akbar, that this way I came from Medina Sharif, I got special oud itar this year, and very expensive. You got a bottle, then I'll fill for you. Now first you didn't know what itar is all about. You're using all the stupid perfumes in it, and then all full of alcohol. Then you come to know itar is sunnat, and this is what you should use. Then you just know the ordinary itar. And then you come to know, oh, what is umber, what is oud, and what is all these other itars. Now your friend tell you the top range is oud. Bring a bottle and I'll give you some. Now you look for a bottle that was full with itar. It's empty now. Now you take that bottle, you're washing it clean. Your wife say, what's wrong? Say, I'm full. But say, there was itar in there. Say, no, I'm full oud itar in here. So I'm wash this bottle, then that itar mustn't get mixed with this. So if you say, and then the Mashayikh tell us that you for one bottle of itar of oud, you washing that bottle so much just for that oud itar. The maker of oud who wants to come in your heart, we're not washing our heart. And to wash our heart, we need to make zikr of Allah. We need to be in the company of the mashayikh. Then Allah says, "Qad af." Then you're successful. When you just realize, I need my Islam. I'm all the time. Or as much as you make Islam, you can be the greatest sheikh. You'll realize, I need my Islam the most. And then, as Hazrat Thani rahmatullah writes, out of his humbleness, that what I see, what is fault in me, that is what I talk about, because it's for me. So that when you do the cause of Islam, and then was zikr asma Rabbi. Then as you start making zikr, doesn't mean you don't make your zikr from now. But as you start making zikr, you realize I was not making zikr. And like Hazrat is telling us, because they know that we're not doing it. And we think we're doing it. So Allah make me realize. Then Hazrat Allah says, Fasallah. Now read namaz. Then you will understand, where am I? How Allah gave me the opportunity to stand in His court. And me, a useless, filthy, dirty, criminal in the court of Allah, and Allah is showing mercy on me. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So what was the snood? First, Allah, a person does a proper course of the Islam, that is what a sheikh, you take back, etc., do your zikr, make your niyyah correct, then understand what is khushu and khudu, that is, know what is all the different postures, etc., and be conscious, and don't let thought come in your mind. If it comes unintentional, don't worry about it, ignore it. And then do 40 days mashq. For at least, doesn't mean now only 40 days and you stop. Why 40 days? Because now it will come part of your life. After 40 days, it's supposed to be natural that you just want to be in the khanka, you just want to come for majlis, etc. And the sign of success, that I am the worst person on the face of the earth. And Allah allowed me to come to His house. How lot shukr you will make. Every namaz after namaz, you will make shukr. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allah brings you for the next namaz. Now we start, inshallah, sabak awal. The first sabak. Ba'd hamd wa salah muta'alliq bahaqiqati salah. After praising Allah Ta'ala, which is a trend, we see the mashayikh, they read alhamdulillah, they read the khutbah. This is not a formality. This is a reality, that we can't do anything without Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So praise Allah. And who taught us how to praise Allah? Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may we sing the praises of Allah. Not singing as we say sing, but recite the praises of Allah. Read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you will start your subject matter. Allah will open to your heart and you'll realize, I can't talk. I don't know anything. Allah will put in my heart. So what is the reality of salah? This reality of salah, Hazrat says, you won't find it in any kitabs of fiqh. You can do the whole alim course, you'll know how to perform salah. But the inside reality of salah, where you'll find it? Even Zamir-e-Mustatir, you can scratch the page and find it after 10 pages. Allah is telling you, but it's the word you is not written. Now you say, where is this? Your ustad, don't tell lies. You find it after 10 pages, you scratch it, until is there. But here, the reality of salah, you won't find it in the kitabs. You won't find it in the darulum, you'll find it in the khanka by those ahlullah who are true and sincere and godless marifat of Allah. Then when you come there, then you start realizing, I was teaching kitabu salah also so many years. I still don't know what my salah is all about. And then a person starts coming to understand what is khushu all about, what is humbleness, and what is the taqwa, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we think, what fear of Allah Ta'ala? Why must we fear Allah when Allah is so kind? This is not fear like you fear government or you fear a wild animal or something. This is fear in the love of Allah. And that is the main thing. So Hazrat starts his bayan and he says, Shaykh Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, Ilahi shukar tere ihsan ka. And we can see this Urdu is of a quite old Urdu and of a high caliber. And we make shukar, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they try to make it a bit easier. Yet it's without the company of the mashayikh, we can never understand. You can't understand the kitab. Where are we going to understand reality of namaz? The inside thing. So, ilahi shukar tere ihsan ka. Oh Allah, we make abundance of shukar of your ihsan, your favors upon us. Unlimited favors. The greatest favor is that Allah gave you life. If you are not loving, you can't enjoy any ni'mat of Allah. So much so that Hazrat says, even if Allah made you a snake, Allah made you a dog, without life, you can't enjoy anything. And then greater than life, Allahu Akbar, as we learn in fun, ke tune hamare dil ko roshan aur zuban ko goya kya. That Allah, after Allah gave you life, Allah enlightened your heart. And the first place Allah enlightened our heart, that is our real, not our physical heart, our real heart, which is called our ruh. When Allah created all the souls, Allah presented Himself and said, Alastu bi Rabbikum. Did I not create you? And Rabb, that being who brings from non-existence into existence. Anyway, we are a bit behind. We try and read the lesson and then try and explain the point in more detail. So, just pay attention. So, that being who brought you from non-existence into existence and your actual reality, like we explained yesterday. If you are baby, born, everything, body is complete, but Allah didn't put ruh. So, you got no reality in you. So, the reality was the ruh. And Allah showed the ruh that I am your Rabb. And Allah asked, am I not your Rabb? So that first seed of marifat, of the tawheed, of the oneness of Allah, Allah put in every heart, every person who came in the, who's coming in the world and who came already, that is in our heart, Allah put it. Now Allah said, Nabi Sawasam said, فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِي أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِي أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِي. Now the parents, they responsible to make that seed grow, and tawheed must come firm and firm and firm. Then whatever you do, whatever you see, Allah's ihsan. Allah, it's your favor. Allah, it's only your favor. Then Alhamdulillah, and as Hazrat says, La ilaha illallah, will be just on our tongue all the time. Nobody will have to tell you, read the dua, read. But we say, read Bismillah, and we don't read. Allahu Akbar. So that's reality, that Allah, you gave me not a life, you gave me a heart. You made my ruh, and you made my ruh enlightened. Allah didn't give us a dark heart, that now I created you, now go in the world and find me. No, Allah put the seed, Alastu bi Rabbikum. Allah's beauty was in front of us, and when you see 1 billion, there's no number to explain the smallest amount of Allah's splendor and beauty, you'll fall in love with Allah. And the first person to say who had the greatest, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qalu bala, undoubtedly. And whether we remember it or we don't, we all said this, Allah, you. And Allah reminded us, Shahidna antakulu, I'm going to send you in the world. When I'm going to put your ruh in your body, then when you can enjoy Allah's ni'mat. Now don't forget where this ni'mat are coming from. We will make you your own witness, that you are a state witness. And the state witness, our own hands are going to talk. Our own, the earth is going to talk, then we'll be shocked. So we have to realize this reality, that Allah enlightened my heart, and not only my heart now, that was when you saw your ruh, that time your ruh wanted to say Alhamdulillah, it had no tongue. And that also the tongue doesn't speak. The brains make your tongue realize, and then also, if your heart is a heart, your brains won't control your heart. Then you won't worry of logic, you'll worry of Allah's command. Then you'll realize, Zuban ku goya kya, that Allah made my tongue ability to speak, and what is speech? To be praising Allah. Or aise nabi maqbool ko khalqullah ki hidayat ke waaste beja, ke jiski adna safaat se dono jahan ki ni'mate paave. Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala didn't just create us, and didn't just put a ruh in our heart and enlighten it, then how to nurture the seed of tawheed? Allah sent such a, the greatest, most accepted Nabi of Allah. All the Anbiya accepted. But the greatest of all, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to guide us. Allah has sent him to guide us. So like Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that Allah has sent me to guide you, and I am telling every parent that you have to guide your children. When they come in the world, let them hear first azan. Not all the subtle music of today, how shaitan fool you, that today a woman can't give birth in a house. In villages, they're still giving birth. There's no gynecologist, nothing. And it's not a big thing. The shaitan has made it such a, when we learn what we do, when the heart, that seed is not enlightened more, then darkness comes. And then your parents think, no, I'm giving my child the best education. Send him to university. University tell you it's impossible. Your wife can't give birth at home. Allah, until today, Alhamdulillah, now some ulama are realizing that at home their wives gave birth. And how easy and how simple and how their child grows up. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that not only Allah just created us, not only Allah just gave us a heart, Allah gave us our ruh, Allah gave us the tongue, Allah sent Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that greatest personality, that embodiment of nur, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابُ مُبِينَ. That embodiment of nur has come to guide us. And what is our way of guidance? The Qur'an Kareem. Whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala made Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak the word of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and when you follow the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. First of all, realize that I didn't just come in the world like that. Allah says, عَلَىٰ تَعَلَىٰ الْإِنسَانِ هِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. That, oh, insan, now you 20 years. Somebody tell you, bhai, don't do this. It's my life. Mawlana Sahib, you don't worry. It's my car. Hazrat Allah says that now I made you a human being. I put a ruh in you. Now you say it's your life. You don't have 1 minute to think. Where was I 1 minute before that? 1 minute before 20 years, where was I? Inna khalaq, we created insan. And then the same insan, Allah says, we khalaq al-insan min nutfa, fa iza huwa khasimun mubin. Allah created you from one dirty droplet of sperm. Allah gave you brains. Now you use your brain to argue with Allah. That no, Allah didn't create us. Our forefathers were human beings and making all stupid theories. And even to save ourselves from all that, Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lowest intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we beg Allah after every azan, may read the durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the dua of shafaat and see Allah. Hazrat is saying here, the lowest intercession, it is greater than the bounties of both the worlds. That will take you to the eternal abode, Jannat. And what can be said of the high intercession? People that always consciously read their dua after azan, and they recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read the dua of shafaat, you guaranteed you'll go with iman. And that is the greatest worry we have to have. So that is more greater dono jahaki ni'mat pawe, that you will get the blessings of both the worlds. You'll get how to love in this world properly. And what is the enjoyment of life? And what is no enjoyment where there's filth and dirt? We'll realize that is not enjoyment. Where in Ramadan also sports, pedal tennis, after Isha, sports, salsari, and prize in Ramadan. Where a person, he thinks is enjoyment. Then a person will realize, hey, now let me sit and finish my tilawat. Let me, after zikr, let me just, what I need to relieve myself or whatever. If I don't, let me read another 2 rakat salah. And then tiredness won't be an issue. You'll see automatically how you'll go through it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dono jaha ki ni'mat paawe aur iski rehnumai se irfan ki lazzat utaye. And this is the crux, that why Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us the marifat of Allah. When you get one iota, one brilliant, a brilliant of a drop of the marifat of Allah, then the enjoyment of life is something else. And that is why Allah created us. First Allah said, Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Then Allah said, I'm going to keep you your witness. And then Allah said, when Allah sent us in the world, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Insan, I didn't send you here to pass your time. I send you here to make my ibadat. And Ra'isul Mufassirin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, said, what is the ibadat? Marifat of Allah. Recognition of Allah. Then you'll know namaz is not a duty. I am the slave of Allah. What choice have I got? And not just what choice, Allah chooses me. From Allah got millions of slaves. Allah don't have to choose me. Allah is, and forget the slaves. Allah is وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Rabb is مُسْتَغْنِي, is independent. Then why Allah wants us to read namaz? ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. It is the mercy of Allah. Allah is an embodiment of mercy. So Allah Ta'ala send us, when you get an iota of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala says, insan, why I send you in the world? Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind in general, u'budu rabbakum, alladhi khalaqakum, wallazina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. I created you and the whole world that came before you, your forefather Adam alayhi salam, from the beginning of mankind till you, and people are still going to come. I created you, O insan. And now, why? It's natural. Somebody tell you, do this. You say, why am I? Allah gave the answer already. Allazi khalaqakum. Allah created you. You belong to Allah. Wallazina min qablikum. Your parents, everybody. And yet Allah Ta'ala says, respect your parents. Because if you don't have an iota of the marifat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, where are you going to know the greatness of your parents? Where are you going to respect your parents? Where are you going to respect your ustad? Where are you going to respect your mashayikh? Then you get even people who got knowledge and knowledge of deen but didn't do the cause of marifat. Then they say, rijal wa nahnu rijal. What you putting so lot, how these people respect their sheikh like he's something. He's a man, we also a man. Allahu Akbar. The same thing the kuffar said of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma li hadha rasul, ya kullu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. He also go to the bazaar, so what a difference. You don't know. There are a lot of stones on the street, but the diamonds, you don't find them on the street. And then the special diamonds, you don't find them. And when they are polished, then what they become. So to come here and do the cause of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest personality Allah sent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is our duty. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. What? Rasul ilmi ma'rifatullah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas also said, what is the, why Allah created us? But to, we say to learn knowledge. Then we'll able to obey Allah ta'ala. But we are learning every other knowledge besides the knowledge of Allah. The first thing, the child's mind is empty. The child must not learn any ABC or anything till he don't learn to make take Allah's name. Then learn Qur'an-i Kareem. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. First work of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Nabuwat, teach the people how to recite Qur'an-i Kareem. The word of Allah, Bismillah. Whatever we do, we have to start in the name of Allah. And why will Allah is letting us do it? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is so merciful, so kind. So then a person, when you just realize Allah is so merciful, you'll be must, you'll be overtaken that Allah is so kind. Allah gave me my life. Allah is giving me all my ni'mat every split second. It won't be that you can't take Allah's name. When you just realize your friend is so, is your friend but not even very close, but he knows you, or he's a musalli in your masjid also, like that you meet him but not so close. He went for umrah, he came back and he brought you a topi and he brought you itar, same only stuff for you, or your friend, I brought this for you. So you thought of me in Medina Sharif. Allahu Akbar. I didn't even know you went. I didn't even greet you and you thought of me. He says, yes, I thought of you and I made dua for you. I even passed your salams to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You tell him, Jazakallah. You go tell your wife. You tell everybody. What a friend, man. What a good person. Allah Hazrat says, very good. You taught and you wearing the topi and you looking in front of the mirror, how smart you are. And you talking of your friend so much. But you forget, and this is the system of Allah. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. You seeing your friend, so you talk. And if you don't thank him also, then what? You're not a human being. But thank him and don't stop there. Who gave me this brains inside? Who gave me this head to put on that topi? Then how much shukr will make? Ya Allah, you gave me a head. You gave me not an empty head, you gave me a head full of brain. And you didn't keep my screws are loose, that I'm 5 bob short. The people making, and then we won't think my screws are loose. We go home to the wife and say, let me check your screws. No, we have to see whether, if we don't read Bismillah, then definitely myself, my screws are very loose. And we have to come here to the Ahlullah to get our screws tightened, to realize what is the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. Then a person, and as Hazrat explains, the lowest intercession is better than both the world. And Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been sent to guide us. So those who sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what marifat they got? They were lost. They zulumatum ba'dha fawqa ba'd and qad ja'akum min Allah, like as I explained, anything opposite that sunnat is bidat, is darkness. So when they were lost, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after Isa alayhi salam, 600 years, no Nabi came. People were living in barbarism. Sahaba were lost. And then when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, what that embodiment of Noor, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, a Noor, Noor. The first thing Allah created was the Noor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah gave the Noor of Qur'an-i Kareem to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started teaching Sahaba the marifat, Allah says, Rijal, these are men. See, bring iman like them and see what men they were. They made the biggest business, but they were not unmindful. So in business they were not unmindful. In namaz, where are they going to be unmindful? And the greatest, the more you spend sohbat and proper sohbat, وَحَسْنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, for the pleasure of Allah, then see, according to your sohbat, then what you will become. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, the same price the kuffar offered for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, 100 camels, they offered for Sayyidina Abu Bakr's life. And then what does proper nisbat, what does proper cause, then you'll become like your sheikh. Then when many times they couldn't make out who Hazrat Abu Bakr is now. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on journey, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting. People they came to greet him, Hazrat Abu Bakr, they were greeting him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he didn't wake up Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then after that they realized, that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize and understand that just the beginning of namaz is to realize what is my object of life. My purpose of life. And on your own understand your purpose of life. Allah, send the man of Allah. And we have to go to them, but they come to us. So we must make a lot of shukr. Allah brought us here and beg Allah for this reality. And then see the enjoyment of life is something else.